Just wrapped up a long discussion about the Padres' come-from-behind victory over the Miami Marlins last night. But let's go right out to, I believe, Jackson Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta, Georgia, according to Woods when he was chatting with our next guest, Jake Peavy, Padres ambassador, special assistant to the CEO. You see him on MLB Network. Jake, good morning. It is great to have you back on with Ben and Woods.
Good morning, boys. My apology in advance. You are correct.
You sound great.
You sound fantastic.
Yeah. No, if you hear some boarding calls and cattle calls in the background, I apologize. But enjoying the look. I've been here since the boys were here the past weekend and
nice.
Stayed around to do the TBS post and pregame for the Braves Phillies last night. Now up to New Jersey for the network.
And I saw last night Bryce Harper got dotted, 96, gosh. I think, to the elbow. Had to come out of the game. That's his surgically repaired elbow, Peeve. Look, you were a tough pitcher, man. That kind of sucks. Obviously, I don't think there was any intent behind it at all. You have to pitch Bryce Harper inside. When you do something like that, when you're on the mound and you've lived it, there's got to be a twinge of you that says, oh, crap, I didn't want to do that.
No, you don't like it. Sending anybody out of the ball game. You know, there's certainly times where I took pride in throwing it at guys. And I'm telling you right now, if I were on the other team last night, if I were Ranger Suarez, unintentional as it was, you take my best player out of the game and possibly for the series even longer. It's an eye for an eye. I'm letting Austin Riley, Acuna, somebody's eating a fastball because, man, I'm going to tell you, that hit Bryce and fell straight down. I mean, his elbow, and I could just imagine that arm being completely numb. You could see the pain he was in. Not fun. Spencer Strider certainly just hasn't figured out his command just yet. I saw bits and signs of him coming back and being who we know him to be, but command was just an issue last night, and that one got away from him, unfortunately. Thankfully, no broken bones for Bryce.
You know, Jake, we've made some comparisons between the Padres and Phillies. Obviously, they met in that great NLCS in 2022, but two teams that are built to win now, and the Phillies are winning right now. They just had a 9-game winning streak. They actually have the best winning percentage in baseball. Do you see that team as one that could go all the way this year that has the pieces still in place? Is they kind of getting a little older now?
No, they've got to punch their ticket. They've been thinking for the last few years that they have a team to do that. I'm close with a few guys over there, mainly Schwarber. Some of those pitchers have become my buddies, and they're starting to feel that pressure. We just talked about Bryce Harper. If Bryce Harper doesn't win a championship, that is something that's going to eat at him and be around his legacy. I think he knows that. And then you got to go back to Washington. Washington traded him away, sent him packing, when he left the Washington team, that team that was the best in the National League for many years. We beat them in 14 and had no business. That team finally punched through without Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
The year that he leaves, they win with a lot of the same team. That had to hurt him, and it's his turn, he feels like. So you're exactly right. And look, that's why we couldn't get by them a few years ago. They were hungry, but we're tit for tat. Those two teams, like you said, the Padres and the Phillies are two teams that nobody wants to face in the postseason when we're playing our best baseball.
No question. Talking to the great Jake Peavy here on Ben and Woods this morning. And you know, you guys at MLB Network, I think we here, Ben had them go into the World Series, winning the World Series potentially this year. The Baltimore Orioles, Jake, one of the most interesting stories, I think, in the game of baseball. Can you speak to what that's like to have massive expectations? And look, I realize that it's almost June. These guys are 10 games out of a playoff spot in a division with the Yankees. The Rays are playing decent baseball. You still got the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. Like, it's got to feel like they are underwater right now. And do you think they're going to end up selling off pieces at the deadline, Jake? Or are they going to ride this thing out?
Now, you never know with the front office. You know, they traded for the Trevor Rogers kid in Florida, and he ended up in AAA after they traded Stowers and Norby and top prospects there. They have absolutely botched the last couple trade deadlines, if you ask me, with what they've had there in place playing well. I got to get Woodsy to call me. Who do you think was going to pitch for him all the way to get in the World Series and winning that thing? You know, that was certainly my concerns from the beginning with this team that's played out. Unfortunately, Brandon Hyde just had to bite the bullet.
Yep.
Look, I don't know what Mike Elias and those guys will do. I heard him take a little bit of credit for what's happened there, but they haven't been able to since they've got those kids to the big leagues, and there's been a short stint where Grayson Rodriguez was in there healthy and they had Corbin Burns over there, and you're like, all right, they can make a run. Other than that, they just simply haven't had the pitching that anybody believed was a threat when you get in the postseason.
And when you're like, when you're the Marlins, who we played last night, and you've got some good young scrappy talent, you got some good young arms. When you're the White Sox, not a lot of expectations. Going to the ballpark has got to feel different. Like, hey, man, there's really no pressure. I want to stay here. I want to compete. We want to, you know, be spoilers. When you're the Baltimore Orioles, a lot of people picked you to finish first, and now, you know, you're sitting there with 19 wins. You're 10 games out. How hard is that to go to the ballpark after you realize we've just kind of blew everybody's expectations up?
Well, you know, it's hard, but then again, I think these kids are you know, certainly I think Stowers and some of the guys that are over there playing every day would like to be on a better team.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're in the big leagues getting a chance to play where they might not elsewhere. I'll tell you what, I like the pitching in Chicago. Chicago White Sox can flat out pitch. They're starting to figure out some players. You see playing the Mets tough last night. Will Venables got that bunch turned around. Chris Getz and company over there. Josh Barfield, our good buddy. They have a nice thing going and building. Miami, a lot of talent. I'm just not sure Miami's strategy. I'm telling you, you guys watching this game last night, yep. Miami Marlins were down 2 runs to start the ninth inning, which means the first run doesn't mean anything. First batter. How he's not taking a strike right there, I have no idea. So, you know, I'm serious. So off Estrada, first batter goes 1-0. He swung at a ball in the dirt the next pitch to make it 1-1. Estrada threw 2 more balls after that. Would have been ball 4 if he's taking a strike. And so I'm not sure what the messaging is and what type of baseball Miami's trying to play. They're supposedly as analytically evolved as anybody.
Yeah.
I need to see some baseball IQ and awareness. That was little to none. I'm going to call it terrible baseball.
Jake, let's talk about the Padres' starting pitching staff, because obviously, you know, they haven't had Yu Darvish all season. Now Michael King is on the injured list. Nick Pivetta has been just one of the best signings, you know, late in the offseason. But guys like Randy Vasquez and Stephen Kolick continue to step up. Philosophically, I mean, Ruben, I mean, you've seen now inside the organization. What is it that is making these guys successful collectively, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's a group effort for sure. It certainly starts with each one of these guys, Randy Vasquez and Pollock, understanding that they wanted to take steps forward this year, were challenged to by the staff. Both have answered the bell, especially Randy. The outing last night from Pollock tells you everything you need to know about the kid. To put your ego aside after that tough inning and go back to work and do what he did. Bullpen was tough as nails again last night. But it starts, like I said, those guys taking accountability. Ruben is as good of a pitching mind as I've been around, truly, guys. I'm jealous that I didn't have him around in playing days. Darren Balls, he was as good as it gets, but the pitch doctor is Mud calls him, and that he is. Watching him work and get the best out of the guys, understanding what they do well, taking them over there to the lab. That was all happening out in Camp 44. And all of that stuff has paid off. So credit to the staff. Fitzy and Ruben are as good of pitching as it comes. We've got a good ballpark to pitch in. I think that instills confidence in the guys. But, again, it goes back to those guys taking accountability, becoming better.
How much pressure is it on guys like Cease and King, knowing that they're going into free agency as a pitcher? You got to try to stay healthy, but you also want to impress everybody because you're trying to, you know, pitch for a contract, probably your biggest one that you're ever going to get.
And you want to win.
Yeah, and you want to win. What's that feeling like for aces like those guys?
You know, I think probably Michael's a little upset that he had to miss some time here. You know, hopefully it's nothing serious and truly just slept on it wrong to make sure that he's healthy for the run and not push anything early in the season. You know, Dylan, I talked to him after Sunday. He feels like he's 1 or 2 pitches every start away from being really good and back to where he wants to be on a consistent basis. I don't think either one of these guys, I know them pretty well now, talking with them, they're not stressed. These boys are both about to see more money than all of us will in our lifetime, no matter how this season plays
so
out.
So true.
You know, and so I think both of them understand their value. Dylan and both of them's body of work is now going to get them paid. Hopefully At least one of them, if not both of them, stay around.
It's so hard to imagine this team without either of those guys, Peeve. I know you got to catch a flight, man. I know you got a long day ahead of you. We really appreciate your time. The family, family doing well?
Family is doing well. And I'll tell you this, our Padre family is doing well. It was an absolute blast being with them, being back around like we talked about last time.
Yeah.
It's really got me charged up. It feels great to be a part of the organization again. And it's keeping me up late on the East Coast having to watch all these games.
I know.
Killing my sleep, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it.
Well, I don't think you sleep much anyway. You're Jake Peavy. I've seen you in action, bro. I mean, I think you're fine. Yeah, you're good.
You going to get back out here to the West Coast anytime soon?
Yeah, I won't be back out until the 1st of July. Okay. Yeah, I got to spend this month back on the East Coast, but I'll be back out the 1st of July and throughout the rest of the season.
All right, hit us up.
Get us in the playoffs and hopefully punch through.
Hit us up when you get back, and we will go do something or go check out a game or have you in or something, man. We appreciate your time this morning.
Same to you, boys. All right. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks,
Padres Hall of Famer Jake Peavy. Always appreciate when he can spend a few minutes with us.